Dreamscape presents Untouchable Witch, an urban fantasy action adventure by Judith Behrens, Martha Carr, and Michael Anderley. Narrated by Kate Rudd. Chapter 1. A slight breeze carried the briny scent of the sea to Rain, where she rested her arms on the ferry's deck railing. The vessel continued its modest churn through the mostly smooth waters of the Gulf of Maine. She smiled when the experience triggered a memory of a summer ferry trip on Lake Michigan from years earlier, long before she ever suspected she would become part of the magical community. The present relaxing jaunt from the mainland could have easily been mistaken for a tourist trip, but their real destination was a restricted island filled with magical creatures and plants. While it was an exciting location, their purpose was to help with an academic survey project. She surveyed the horizon, looking for any sign of whales or large fish. Her ocean trip had given her many wonderful views of birds, but nothing else. The heavily forested island sprawled in the distance, more a dark bump on the horizon than anything with discernible details for the moment. That they were able to see it meant, if Rain had performed the calculations correctly, they were about 20 to 30 minutes away from disembarking and beginning their first summer adventure with the School of Necessary Magic. Not only was it the FBI Trouble Squad's first real excursion together outside the school curriculum, but the island research trip also represented a new effort for the school itself. The group of friends was helping to pioneer something totally new that might become a tradition for decades to come. Rain's heart kicked up as a mixture of concern and excitement bubbled through her. Her summers were usually spent practicing magic and studying FBI material, and the change in her normal plan did raise a few questions. A few weeks prior, she had begun to worry that the trip might delay her entry into the FBI. But Agent Connor had assured her that a couple of months of not obsessing over all things agency-related wouldn't hurt her. He'd even suggested that they could spin it as a field training exercise, given that it wasn't a normal zoological and botanical survey. How many FBI agents could claim they'd spent months on an island filled with unusual magic beings? Another gust blew a few strands of her light hair into her eyes. Someday, she'd have to take a long cruise around the world and appreciate all the wonders of Earth at a slow pace, rather than the sprint of the last several years. Learning she held magic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?